Labor MP Lewis Awall says people who don't support transgender rights shouldn't be in the Pride Parade. She was secretly recorded at a hui about the Auckland Pride Parade, making comments about TERFs, which, in case you hadn't caught up on it, stands for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminist. TERFs are feminists who don't believe trans women are the same as biologically born women. Well, Lewis Awall is the Labor MP for Manurewa and joins us now. Tēnā koe, kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, Guyon.
What is your position about whether TERFs should be in the Pride Parade?
Well, essentially, my position is a human rights position, which is that we're all entitled as equal human beings to equality and non-discrimination. And so for a group that wants to deny trans women their gender identity, essentially makes them non-existent. And so I think that actually that's abhorrent. We can't condone that as a country, and that if people want to participate in pride events, then fundamentally they have to celebrate all of the LGBT, which is our trans family. And so if they don't or contend that they don't exist or shouldn't be called women, then I don't believe that they are displaying what I would call the element of what Pride's about, which is celebration.
And was there going to be a significant contingent of so-called TERFs in the parade? I mean, why did you make the comment?
Well, we were obviously at a hui discussing the police, and from my perspective, I've been more preoccupied about others coming to the parade that fundamentally we're going to attack and vilify members of our community. If we look at what happened at London Pride this year, there was actually a group of trans exclusionary participants who hijacked the parade, ended up leading it, which actually caused a lot of trauma in the community. And so I chose that forum to actually highlight an issue that hopefully the organisers of Auckland Pride have thought about, you know, what the potential impact on our trans community could have been if there were people there who fundamentally don't believe that they exist.
Who do you think taped you?
Well, obviously somebody from a group that supports the exclusion of trans women. I know that Georgina Blackmore's come out, and she is a part of a group called Speak Up for Women. Actually, they should just be really honest and say they speak up for cis women. I don't know why being pro-cis has...
Can you just keep everyone on the same page? What is a cis woman?
So a cis woman is a woman who's born biologically, so her sex is female and she identifies as a woman. So the difference with trans women is that their sex at birth is not female, but they identify as women. And so we have been clear through our CEDAW reports, through our determination through our Universal Periodic Review, that our trans community and trans women within CEDAW have a right to exist. And so we have a piece of legislation going through the House that essentially says based on a trans gender identity, they will be able to change their birth certificate through statutory declaration, as opposed to having to go through the family court and having to have a medical procedure performed.
Mm. So anyone would be able to legally change their gender under this law?
If they identify as trans. So it's about your gender identity. I think this group's trying to say that there'll be men who pretend to be trans women so that they can prey on women. And I just find that a ridiculous proposition. But the other thing I'm really clear about is that I'm standing up for fundamental human rights, and that anybody who denies trans women their right to gender identity fundamentally is saying that they don't exist.
So you don't think that's a legitimate viewpoint? Because
No, I don't, not at all.
So it's legitimate for you to say that this isn't a correct position to take, and so you shouldn't be allowed to
in
the parade.
It's the UN, it's the United Nations, it's the Committee on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. Mm. I mean, there's a protocol called Protocol or Recommendation 28 that essentially says that women suffer from discrimination, but actually issues of sexual orientation and gender identity, in addition to ethnicity and race, are compounding factors. And so we've been really clear, and the UN and CEDAW committee have been really clear, that countries around the world have to make these legislative reforms, because women who are trans women who are not treated as women, they suffer terrible marginalisation, stigmatisation that affects their mental health. Our trans community are 5 times more likely to self-harm and attempt suicide. So these things are premised on what the international global human rights actors, and I'm talking about the UN and CEDAW here.
Yep, so. Okay, you laid that out. Let's get back to the Pride Parade just to finish. What is the Pride Parade about now in 2018?
Well, for me, it's always been about celebration. It's been about us coming together as a community, all of us, the LGBTIQ, and all our forms and all our varieties.
So why we seem to have lost that then, don't we? I mean, it's really turned into quite a bit of dispute, hasn't it?
Oh, it currently has, because there are elements of our community who haven't spoken out before who are now saying, for example, they still feel like they are being victimised by the police, and that the police aren't as inclusive and diverse of all of our LGBTI identities.
Yeah, what is your position about whether the police should be able to march in uniform as they wanted to?
Well, I think there should have been a discussion before a determination was made, and actually I know that the police have been doing a lot in the diversity and inclusion space, and if they'd been able to have a conversation, maybe there was another uniform that they could have worn, a ceremonial uniform. Mm.
Are you disappointed then are you disappointed then that they can't march in uniform?
I'm disappointed that the police can't be represented in a way where it's obvious who they are, and that they as a community, after the historical engagement they've had with the LGBT community, that we didn't have a sophisticated enough relationship to work it out.
Yeah, but the uniform's the uniform, isn't it? I mean, they either march in uniform and be visible. That's what a uniform is. It says, hey, this is who I am.
Well, there's a working uniform, but there's also a ceremonial uniform. The uniforms they wear for special occasions.
Okay.
So I just think there should have been a lot more discussion and dialogue.
Are you going to go yourself this time?
I will never not go. I'm proud to be part of our rainbow community.
Do you want the Prime Minister to go?
I want Auckland to go. I want New Zealand to go.
The Prime Minister's a bit different, though. Do you want the Prime Minister to go?
Why wouldn't I? She's been to the last 3 or 4 Pride Parades. In fact, when she was standing in Auckland Central, it was part of the electorate that she represented. So I want everybody to go, Guyon. I want our corporate sector to go.
They don't want to go, though, do they? They want to pull out. They're pulling their money out of it.
Well, it's sad, because actually we've lost what Pride is all about. For me, it's actually providing an opportunity for our young people to see themselves reflected, especially young people who are coming out, who are just, realising their gender identity or their sexual orientation. Pride is actually the vehicle where they can look and say, I'm not alone. Actually, I'm represented. There's nothing wrong with me. Actually, I can live a life where I don't have to hide and be ashamed of myself. And from my perspective, that's what we all seem to have lost, what the value of this, particularly for our young people. And it's really sad, actually.
Thanks very much for your time. Do appreciate it. That's Lewis Awall there, the MP for Manurewa.